Snyder, Beaudry & Cook is dedicated to helping any client reach their legal goals. Founded in Big Fork 40 years ago, the attorneys at Snyder, Beaudry & Cook provide expertise as general practitioners of law, focusing on commercial and transaction law, probate, and criminal law. Attorneys Brant Beaudry, Toby Cook, and Larry Manch pride themselves on creativity, accountability, and timeliness. The firm now has an office in the Florence Building in downtown Missoula. For consultation, visit BigForkLaw.com. Snyder, Beaudry & Cook, providing professional legal services with true Montana values.
Coming up, our Grizz Star of the Week, featuring Trevin Gradney, a senior cornerback Billings West product and a returning All-Big Sky Conference talent for the Grizzlies. Our Grizz Star of the Week by Snyder, Beaudry & Cook, a law firm dedicated to helping any client reach their legal goals. When the firm was first founded by Randy Snyder 40 years ago, the policy then was that you didn't get a message on a recorder. You got to talk to a real lawyer, and that Montana value remains. Attorneys Randy Snyder, Brant Beaudry, Toby Cook, and Larry Manch pride themselves on creativity, accountability, timeliness, and caring for every client and their specific need. It's a general practice law firm that can help you with any and all your legal needs. Snyder, Beaudry & Cook now has an office in the Florence Building in Missoula, and they're so proud to support University of Montana Athletics, including the 5 fifth-year seniors for the Grizz football team that are all getting their master's from the UM Business School. When I heard that Riley Wilson had an appointment and I needed to pick somebody else to be on our Grizz Star of the Week, I was just looking at the Montana roster, perusing things. And interesting, I don't know why this surprised me. I think part of it's because the eligibility thing has just made so many wires get crossed in my head, because there's so many different versions of seniors, true seniors, fourth-year seniors, fifth-year seniors, sixth-year seniors. There's even seventh-year seniors. This is all going to end soon once the COVID extended eligibility runs out. But the Grizz football team has 27 seniors on its roster. And Andrew, to answer your question, 23 of them are players that were on last year's team. Only 4 are incoming grad transfers. So a veteran squad coming back from a team that went 13-2 a year ago. We're joined now by one of those fifth-year seniors. It's Trevin Gradney. He was an All-Big Sky cornerback this past season. He's a Billings West product out of the Magic City. One of our favorite guys to talk to. Trevin, it's been a minute, man. How you doing? Thanks so much for joining us.
How's it going, guys? No, I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, man. Well, first and foremost, how was practice today? It snuck up on me that spring ball was here, but I know it didn't sneak up on you guys because that means winter conditioning's over. So that in itself is probably something to celebrate.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we finished up winter condo on Thursday. Just got out here for the first practice today. It was good. It was good. No snow on the ground, so that was a positive. But yeah, it was good.
Well, take us through just the vibe there, because I know that you guys are a hungry group. You had such a great year last year. All sorts of business that you finished in terms of Big Sky Championship and deep playoff run, but also one piece of unfinished business falling in your last game, which happened to be the national championship game. So what's the attitude of this team right now? How hungry are you guys during this spring ball period?
I think the kind of mindset coming out here today was, I mean, we just got done playing less than 2 months ago. So, you know, it kind of was a little bit of just a rebound, I guess. It was almost like we were just out here just, you know, practicing again, just like we were back in December. But no, vibes were high. The guys are excited to be back out here. I mean, how can you not be, right? This is the greatest sport on earth, so.
Well, that's one thing that strikes me about talking to all you guys, especially the ones that have been in the program for 4 or 5 years, is how much you guys love football. I mean, first of all, where does that come from? And second of all, how much does that help you? Because, I mean, make no mistake, Bobby Houck's program is an incredibly demanding one. So how much does having a love of a game just make it work for you guys, make it easier to sort of grind like you guys do?
Yeah, I think, you know, coming to the University of Montana, you got to love football first and foremost. I don't think if you don't love football, you're not going to last. So I think that's the most important thing. Obviously, we all love football. So, I mean, yeah, you just got to be a hard-nosed dude to play here. Got to work hard, put the time in, and just keep your head down, you know.
It's interesting going through the roster, too, because, I mean, a lot of you guys have been around for a long time, but 27 seniors, that's an incredible amount this day and age in college football. What can you just say about your senior class, especially the guys that you've gone through this with for the last handful of years?
Yeah, absolutely. 27 is, I didn't even know it was that many. That's a large number, I'd say. But, yeah, like you said, I mean, we've all been around here for 4 or 5 years. I've built relationships and bonds with these dudes that will last a lifetime, I know. And I've, you know, going through everything with these guys these last 4 or 5 years, going through all the hardship, the turmoil, and then finally getting to the pinnacle of what we do last season and not finishing, I think there's like a little bit of extra motivation there, obviously, but, you know, it's trying to keep it steady and just keep going with these guys. So, yeah, it's been really good, awesome. I can't thank God enough for that, so.
Trevor Gradney joining us here on Nuanez Now, ESPN Radio. It's our Grizz Star of the Week, spring football style. Grizz open spring practice today. Some turnover on the defensive side of the ball. Ronnie Bradford going to the NFL. Great testament to both him and you guys for the great performances you had defensively last year to help him earn that opportunity. But, I mean, how does that sort of impact your outlook on this upcoming spring? I know it's only been one day, but how's things going so far on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, obviously that was a huge hit for our coaching staff. Coach Bradford leaving was not good for us, but I mean, good on him. Great dude to be around. I loved playing for him, but yeah, the defense we'll be all right. We'll be just fine. Just got to fill a couple holes here and there, but I think we should be pretty good and trying to get back to that Grizz defense that we had last year as well. So we'll be all right.
When it comes to the corners, just break down that spot for you. Obviously, you are a returning first-team All-League player, so that's a good place to start. But Corbin Walker was also a first-team All-League guy. So how's the cornerback group looking? And just give us sort of the outlook of your position group.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we got a lot of good dudes in the room right now. Ronald Jackson, we brought in a transfer from Utah, Kenzo Lawler. Got Lamar Campbell there, Tanner Huff, TJ. We got a lot of dudes in there, a lot of hard workers. I think those are the dudes that love football as well. I know Ronald loves football. RJ does. Yeah, just a lot of dudes that love football, love to compete, and I think we'll be competing all year. So. It'll be good for us.
Snyder, Beaudry, and Cook is dedicated to helping any client reach their legal goals. When the firm was founded 40 years ago, the policy then was you didn't get a message on a recorder, you got to talk to a real lawyer, and that Montana value remains. Snyder, Beaudry, and Cook now has an office in the Florence Building in Missoula, and the firm is so proud to support University of Montana Athletics, particularly the 5 Grizz football seniors earning their MBAs at the UM Business School. For consultation, visit BigForkLaw.com. Snyder, Beaudry, and Cook, providing professional legal services with true Montana values.
You mentioned TJ Roush. That's an interesting spot there too, because Trajan Cotton has kind of had that nickel spot locked down, but now a chance for somebody else to reemerge. Maybe a lot of people that are listening to this, they probably haven't thought about TJ Roush since he was, you know, a standout at Missoula Sentinel, and at Sentinel he was more of a, you know, a receiver than he really was a defensive guy. Good corner for sure. But I've been so impressed with him watching him during fall camp last year, spring ball last year. He's got great size. Seems like he loves to hit. Give people the breakdown there, because yeah, it seems like he could be an impact player there at the nickel spot.
Yeah, absolutely. No, TJ moves well. He loves the game as well. But like you said, you know, he'll come and lay the boom for him, and he'll cover well too. So it could be good for him. It could be good for us as well. Hopefully, we'll continue just to develop that position and develop every position, but. Just keep going. Yeah. He could be really good, though.
Trevor Gradney here on Nuanez Now, ESPN Radio. How about for yourself? What sort of strides do you want to make? You made such a big jump last year. So what's the next step for you?
Yeah. I think just getting better every day. Just working on my craft, you know, getting in and out of breaks better. Recognizing formations better. And just little things I can do here and there. Continue to work on footwork and getting faster, stronger, you know, the usual things, but a little tidbits here I can work on, but or that I will be working on, but it'll be good. It'll be good.
It's all about the little things, right? That's how it always comes down.
That's right.
Last thing for you then, just goals for this specific, I know your guys' broad goals. I mean, want to get back to the national championship and win the thing, but just in terms of this next couple weeks between now and the spring game, April 12th, what do you hope to get done just as a defense and as a team leading up to the end of spring ball?
Yeah, I think we're looking just to develop these guys under us, get a little more depth in my position and everywhere. I think that's what spring ball is for, just getting these young guys going, just starting them up, getting them to learn the defense, getting them to learn the offense, the how things work, and you know just what hard work looks like, and how we can portray that to them in the best way is what I'm looking to get done myself for these guys. But I think, as a team as well. So,
Trevor Gradney here on Ottawa's Now, ESPN Radio. Real last thing for you. Have you paid much attention to your alma mater in terms of hoops and Billings West sending a couple squads to Missoula this weekend for the Class AA tournament? You got any thoughts on the Golden Bears when it comes to basketball?
Yeah, I actually do. I did hear they took down – Bozeman was undefeated, I heard, and they took them down in divisional. So that was good. I got a couple friends' brothers that play now, so I think they'll be coming up this week. So I should actually get over to the state tournament in a couple days here. So that'll be good. The Bears are rolling for sure.
At both sides, they certainly are. Well, if we run into you, we'll certainly be sure to say hi, but thanks so much for taking some time here today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Jewelry Design Center is not your average jewelry store. And Brian Toon, the owner of the new location in Missoula at 2501 Brook Street, and his team can make any and every type of custom jewelry you might desire.
The fun part is figuring out what makes people tick and what their drive is. See, nobody needs what we have. No one needs it. It does not keep your lights on. It does not keep you warm at night. But it's a funny thing. We have this emotional attachment. The reasons that we wear these things, these are a celebration of our life, a celebration of a relationship. They all are super meaningful, and then it gets handed down. You have these important times in people's life where it's such an attachment, then they enjoy it.
At Jewelry Design Center, they can make anything you desire. So come experience the largest full-service jewelry store in the Northwest with unmatched artisanship, craftsmanship, unique creativity, and care. Jewelry Design Center, your jeweler for life.